Mentioned this weekend about how powerful God is and the miracles that we know the end of the story, and how exciting, how cool, how powerful, awesome for us at the last few days of Advent going into Christmas. And today we hear what's really great for me and hopefully you as well is these are the types of the years where the readings are just paralyzed, or they're parallel together. So we're listening to the judges of a woman who can't have a child, who has a son, who's giving away, telling the child to not drink wine, to be clean. And then the same thing happens in Luke. The same thing. Angels. I mean, the son, the mom. And this time, the names of Samson and John the Baptist and the Holy Spirit. You're talking about a prophet that wrote this thousands of years ago, hundreds of years before Jesus. And then we've listened and read it for thousands of years after Jesus. But just a few words in Judges with Samson and then Luke to just read a few again. The angel said, "Though you are barren and have no child, you have had no children, yet you will conceive and bear a son." The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The boy grew up, and the Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord stirred him. The Spirit stirred him. That's what we want to have, to praying, to be with the Lord in His church, in our house, and be stirred by God, by the Spirit. So be stirred, S-T-R-R-E-D, stirred Him. And then in Luke, Gabriel said to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God." They've been leaving their God. They haven't been living the day of life, of purity, of against sin. "He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Continue to pray with these readings. Especially they're so paralyzed. They're parallel to the readings we'll have at Mass. The ones that are to help our soul to be stirred. To get ready for Christmas in these last few days of Advent.